T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
We're going to keep taking calls on our conversation about the shooting as long as you want to keep calling, and we will also mix in some food hour stuff as we work our way through the calls, if that works as well. Either one you want to talk about, that's fine. 860-522-9842. Costas in Bristol. Hello, Costas.
Hi. Your only one thing I could say about what went on yesterday was a great day for the Democrats.
Yesterday
they
being...
are evil. They are evil.
What was a great day for the Democrats yesterday?
They'll be campaigning on that forever.
On what?
On shootings in Texas.
Oh, okay, a couple days ago.
Okay, the only one who benefited from that is the Democrats.
We'll see. You know, yeah. there are frequently these shootings. I think both parties have staked out their territory that is good for them. And people who believe in the Constitution and believe in the Second Amendment and realize that the gun argument is one the Democrats use to avoid having to do anything responsible to fix problems that are real problems that need fixing. I think there's mixed opinion on that. But I share your cynicism about the Democrats, Costa.
It's got nothing to do with guns or anything else. It was a campaign ploy by the Democrats, and it's going to work.
All right. I'm glad you're an optimist by nature, Costas. It's always fun to talk with true optimists who see the bright side of everything.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, we're pushing off our food hour as long as the calls keep coming in on the urgent topic we've been discussing about the shootings in Texas and all the issues that are wrapped up in there. 860-522-9842. Robert next. Hello there, Robert.
Hi. I wanted to do a shout out for Herbert Hansen, a guy I take care of some. He's a veteran. He's 94 years old. And
all right, Herbert.
Yeah. In the 1951-50. When he got out of the Marine Corps, out of the Navy after 4 years, he had his honorable discharge. He's a very quiet person, had served honorably, and he went for his honorable discharge, shook their hand, and walked out the door, walked down the street, and he saw a sign that said, Uncle Sam needs you, and he walked in the door and joined the Marine. He did that for a year and a half. And he went back to Korea and became a bit of a hero by kind of accidentally saving the lives of 11 other Marines that he was with that were kidnapped and were about to be executed, it looks like. We don't know.
What a great story.
He's a hero. Okay.
Beautiful story. Thank you for doing that, Robert. And by the way, that word gets abused, trivialized today, but there are people who actually behave heroically, and the word should be preserved for them, I think. Let's try New Britain next. Hi, Mark.
Hi. So by the time I was 10 years old, I was a pretty good shot. good marksman. I suspect the average well-trained boy in South Texas is even better. And right now, I trust a few trained kids more than I do a police force that stands down like that.
Because they would be behaving in their own self-interest.
Yes, and even their interest of protecting their fellow students, mm-hmm. far better than the people who are told to manage conflict.
Oh, so you are you looking for the kids to all have 22s or something assigned to them?
The ones that are trained and show themselves to be dedicated.
But that would be part of the curriculum, right?
Maybe, but probably just trained on your own with pop outside shooting stuff, shooting, yes, maybe even some animals to show that you're pretty good at it,
mm-hmm.
and tested the way police are. But as a 10 or 11-year-old, I think they should be permitted if the rest of the parents allow it. And that's, Todd, the best argument for choice in schools. I mean, there's so many good arguments, but now we've got a life and death situation, and parents, school by school, not statewide, not even district-wide, ought to be able to decide what kind of security they have.
Mark Stewart, that's a great idea.
I'm pressing for it.
That is...
Campaign starts next week.
Which one?
I'm running for Senate.
All right. What's
Richard
the website?
Richard Blumenthal has another challenger.
What's the website?
StewartForLiberty.com. The website for Senate is not up, but you can see all the past stuff. And it is conditional. If Peter Lumage.
All right. It's too complicated
primary,
for right now. Let's just leave it where we are. But thank you, Mark. 860-522-9842. How about that for a creative idea? You see the difference. Or you might disagree with the idea, but it's a creative idea. It's somebody who's thinking about actual ideas that would solve things. And if you hear what the political class does, they do the opposite. They go directly. These fakers, like Senator Murphy, they're fakers. They're looking to raise money. They're looking to become national political stars by pouncing on the nerve, the nation's pain of the moment, and by going to the one thing that is totally predictable and totally worn out as an argument, the gun argument, the one both sides are dug in on where it's least likely there will be any progress, and it's least likely that progress would result in any change to the trajectory. And you listen to what Mark just said, and you can hear an idea that sparkles with vibrance and originality and thought and creativity. The opposite of Chris Murphy. Love that. Thank you, Mark Stewart. 860-522-9842. Louie, hello there.
Hi, Todd. It's me again.
Say it like it's some drab, boring moment that you've shown up. Say it with some pride and excitement.
Okay, I'll show some pride and excitement. So I'm glad people are putting forward crazy ideas that just might work instead of some kind of like canned narrative. That's always great. I wanted to contribute something my dad had said to me about somewhat unrelated situations, that the mm-hmm. that idle hands are the devil's plaything. And I think another common thread with a lot of these young shooters is that they don't really have much going on in their life.
Those two things I think are epidemic, are they not?
They are, and sometimes it's to the extreme where they're not even leaving their house. I think that was one of the things with Liz, that he rarely left home, and he just was allowed to stew in this echo chamber.
Well, he had a little job, I guess. He was working in a fast food restaurant or something. I forget what
it was. Okay, I did not know that.
And he did go to school once in a while and then dropped out. But I think you're right that overall he was inside his own head, and it's really easy to be there even if you're engaged today, because being engaged today means playing a video game or doing something where you're not actually with other kids and interacting and feeling the excitement and fun and pleasure of playing a sports game or something like that.
It has to be something that demands that you not be alone with your own thoughts.
Correct. Because those are where you start to feel yourself interacting with the world in a way that helps you imagine your future and seeing that you can function with other people and function in the world.
Yeah, and I'm going to put forth a crazy idea myself. I think child labor has gotten a bad rap.
What labor?
Child labor.
Child labor.
Like the previous caller, Mark, suggested that kids be exposed to responsible gun use and keeping guns responsibly. I think that instead of shielding kids, they should have more exposure to what it's actually like to go to work and do an honest day's work, not just be crammed in a box for 8 hours.
Yeah. I think the big government crowd have been trying to eliminate kids from the workplace so that they can hype up the price, keep jacking up the price of workers. And the minimum wage has certainly crowded young people out of the workplace and made it harder for them to be employable. So that's been one of the big curses, I think. And that would be up near the top of my list of things that need to change. So I like your idea of getting them back in the workplace.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Louis, you're our favorite 27-year-old. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Oh, you remembered.
I do. We don't have that many 27-year-olds. Most people are 26 who are calling on the younger side. So you've got a little niche for yourself there at 27. How about that? I like that idea. Laura calling from Cheshire. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Yeah.
I think that it is absolutely, I have never been more offended than when I heard the radio host say that the reporters were excited as they're breaking down on air, covering a deadly mass shooting. What is he doing? Spreading hate? Spreading division?
What radio reporter are you talking about?
I'm talking about your caller, or your host, Todd.
Todd said that?
Yes, he said that he thinks the reporters are excited.
Well, if they're covering news, and that's their work. And
yes, but he said it in a way that made it seem as though they were just excited to cover something that was politically convenient to them. Just like he is making it seem like this whole gun debate is politically convenient to the Democrats.
Oh, well, that's definitely true.
That is a very, very big, bold statement to make. Do you think that every liberal and Democrat is upset about gun rights because they don't care? They want to take rights away?
I think the Democratic elected officials like Chris Murphy, who only talk about guns. There are
Have you ever seen a child blown away by an AR-15?
I have not, no. Why is that relevant to the conversation?
Have you ever met with the parents of a child who was blown away by an AR-15?
I have not. Why is that relevant to the conversation?
Chris Murphy did.
And that means he gets to grandstand?
And I think that means...
grandstand forever with total impunity? Just manipulating the fact that he happened to be the congressman representing that district when the Newtown shootings happened? So he gets to politicize it forever, Laura? Is that your position?
You know when I can talk.
You can talk now.
Okay. Did anywhere Chris Murphy say, anywhere, or any parent from Sandy Hook say that Chris Murphy was wrong, he was grandstanding, that they...
I'm going to interrupt you now because what those parents say isn't what matters. It's what you and I are saying right now. So tell us your opinion, and let's have a discussion about...
We should listen to the victims.
Why?
We should... Why?
Yes.
Because if you have a child blown away in a school, you have a right to your opinion.
Everybody has a right to their opinion, Laura. Even you. Even though you don't like to have conversations and listen to reason and respond to reasonable points that are being made and try to nullify my right to have an opinion because I wasn't there in the classroom while the shooting took place. Those are all silly points, Laura. What matters is that every Democrat from Chris Murphy and in his grandstanding all the way up to the President of the United States have failed to mention one other possible cause for why we have a dramatic increase in shooters since COVID. Do you have an answer to that question, or should we go to the people who are suffering from COVID and ask them, or the ones who've died?
Can I talk at some point, or no?
Yes, now, if you would interact, Laura, like a normal human being, listen to what I say, I listen to what you say,
but you just
run your mouth
the
off.
The fact that, excuse me, you don't think a normal human being is devastated by the fact that 19 babies were blown away? That's not normal to you? What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm trying to have a conversation with you about the appropriate political
response. No, you didn't have a conversation. You talked over me, and now I just asked
you
something.
You never stop talking, Laura. You just, and it's not even talking, it's screaming.
How am I going to talk when you keep talking over me?
I have to talk over you so we can try to have a, simulate a conversation,
no,
even though you don't listen to what I say.
Let me explain. A stimulated conversation is letting
not a stimulated. I said so we could simulate a conversation because you don't apparently do conversation, which would require that you say something, listen to my answer, and then respond, and then we build logically from there and get somewhere. Do you see? So respond to my point about Chris Murphy. Don't you think it would be appropriate for Chris Murphy to make one other point about something that needs to be changed in our society? For 10 years, he's only been talking about guns. Do you really think
gun about Medicare expansion?
Do you really think that gun
he
policy is the only
that we need a code?
Hang on. Let me finish the question, then I'll hope that you'll answer it. Do you really think that gun policy is the only possible thing that needs to be addressed in this country in response to the shootings? Your turn.
What?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What needs to be responded to? The fact that there's guns in our schools.
Do you really think that gun policy is the only public policy change?
Ask Australia.
That might
ask
help.
The United Kingdom.
All
ask
right.
Japan. And
this
ask every other
crazy
civilized nation on this world.
She is out of her mind. There's nothing that can be done. 860-522-9842. But that was fun. Jeff in Brooklyn. Hi. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Todd. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
First time caller. On the school shooting issue, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
It's hard to hear after that last call, but I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. You know, dogs, I think dogs are underutilized by the police. You know, they work for food. They don't belong to a union. They're fearless. Their work is fun. You can turn them loose in a building, and they can be trained to find somebody that has a gun.
Somebody mentioned drones earlier, and I'm imagining the drones and the dogs working in conjunction with each other.
Well, maybe. And, you know, with my dog, I have like a GPS on its collar.
So you always know where he is.
And the thing is, even within a building, within about 10 feet, that would be like perfect. You'll turn the dog loose in the building, and you can follow on your cell phone where the dog is very, very easily. But dogs, you know, they could be expendable. I mean, run people into a building and somebody gets shot.
Yeah.
That's a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for that. Thank you for bringing a little sanity. We needed some sanity. Every other call, we need some sanity. We will continue taking calls on this. We're kind of putting food on hold as we do the conversation on the shooting.
WTIC News Talk 1080.
Wowza. Fascinating story. This thing, the political tension between the failures of the police in Texas and now the campaign for governor. The whole thing is going to be really interesting to watch. Campaigns, we think campaigns are about the individuals. We think they're about the parties. But what they're really about is the news events that take place during a campaign and how do the respective sides respond to those events and benefit from them or otherwise. Beto O'Rourke dived right into the tragedy, and it looked like maybe he was making a fool of himself. But after a couple of days, it looks like things are breaking his way in terms of him having put himself in the center of something where he was accusing them of not accomplishing anything. And it's worse than that. They
He's
look
seen
incompetent.
As a hero now. He well, is a hero.
A hero, yes. If we can trivialize that a little further. Mike in Plainville, what do you want? What do you want, Mike?
Chris Murphy, all he is a cardboard cutout. I could picture him in a covered wagon in one of those local carnivals rolling into town and having somebody speak for him through a megaphone.
Oh, he loves to speak for himself, though. That's the only part of your little...
I'll tell you what, I can't even stand looking at the guy. He's a coward.
Well, I just... I don't like people. These guys spend about 30 seconds figuring out how they're going to politicize a tragedy in which 20 children, 19, whatever it was, kids are killed.
He would get the full effect from me if he ever met me in person.
Yeah?
I think if he saw me, he might run away.
You're that scary or what?
I can be. But anyway, I'm not trying to be pretentious. A second, life is good. I think they shouldn't call it Memorial Day. They should call it Memorial May. Memorial May.
That would work with a nice rhyme. Thank you, Mike. Chris, you're next on WTIC. Hi, Chris.
Hello. So my biggest concern is I don't hear anyone discussing why that school door was propped open.
Apparently a teacher, they have a teacher on video walking out and propping the door open. So it might be for the air?
No, but still, but that started the whole, that opened the gate for what happened there.
Well, it appears to because it was unlocked, but if it was locked, he might have just put a bullet through it and been inside the building in 3 seconds.
Yeah, but most of those school doors are steel. They have very complicated lock systems. I do a lot of work in a lot of schools,
mm-hmm.
and as an outside contractor, and you know I have to show ID. I gotta buzz through the main door,
yep.
get my driver's license scanned, get somebody to escort me to where I have to be to do my job.
Okay, that's interesting. So that door's a big deal in your mind.
Of course it is. If that door was never left open, none of this would have probably happened. That gunman could have been sitting outside trying to get in, and somebody would have seen this. There was already witnesses that called 911 when he.
Well, then it shows you the importance of overall school security and protocols being followed and running a strict ship. Thank you for that, Chris. Good call. 860-522-9842.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Oh, this has been a fun conversation today, I'll tell you. Even with Laura calling in and creating a little head scream going on.
That was the best part.
Yikes, was she hot and feisty. Imagine living in the same, 4,000, how many do you need? 5,000 square feet to cohabitate with that voice? Woo! 860-522-9842. Don is in East Hartford. Have to go first with Don. Hi, Don.
Good evening, Todd. I've been listening to you from 3 o'clock when you first started and listening to all the calls.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been listening to you nonstop from 3 o'clock. And I have not heard one person who is supposed to be Republican come up with a suggestion with an answer how to stop these sort of things from happening again, which is going to happen again. Everybody just is just political, like, taking sides. You know, everybody is just, who is Democrat is defending the Democrats, who is Republican is defending the Republic, and nobody has an answer how to prevent this from.
Well, we haven't been discussing about the answers today. We discussed that the other day when you were also listening, I think. And I put forth, and I think a lot of callers did, several reasons, although you did hear Mark Stewart call and talk about one thing that he thought would be a very effective method for improving school safety. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay, so there was one.
One.
Well, you said you hadn't heard one. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you reminded me of it. but Todd, you know what? You know, believe me, you know this too. It's going to happen again, and I'm going to be sitting here listening to you repeating the same thing again.
Well, I don't repeat the same thing like Chris Murphy repeats the same thing. He's been doing it for 10 years now. The same thing. And all the Democrats, after every shooting, they only talk about gun laws. Why don't you? Did you not hear what Mark Stewart said and feel a little excitement over what a creative and smart idea that was?
I don't remember exactly what he said, but
he said, teach the kids to fire guns, assign guns to the kids who have learned to use them. Let them keep their schools safe.
Wow. Wow. This country is doomed, man. It's going to self-destruct. Remember I told you that.
Well, it's already been doing that for a while. Yeah. We're trying to turn it around, and we've got these lunatics like Chris Murphy, just total frauds out there posing for political gain without any sign of bringing any heart to the conversation and no thought about what they could talk about that might be an actual thing that could be changed.
See what I'm saying? What I disagree with you all the time, the Democrats are lunatics, but Republicans are sane.
I'm not. Have you heard me say anything good about Republicans today?
No, you don't. You don't.
Yes.
You don't point
Zero.
Out their shortcomings. You never point out their shortcomings.
No, the whole rest of the world, that's all they talk about. That's not my job to do what the rest of the world is doing. I try to fill in the blanks of what's not done. So listen, here is an idea for you to mull over the weekend, which is exactly, in my mind, where the root of the problem is. We don't have schools that are responsive to the needs of kids and communities and families, because we have schools that are rigged by a special interest group known as education unions in order to make sure that the money that gets spent on those schools flows back into the political marketplace to rig elections. And if we could free ourselves from that system and free up all the money that's being squandered to rig elections through the school unions and let that money just go to education, we would have the best, most vibrant system in the world. Let the money follow the child. Let the families pick the schools. Get rid of these big schools with hundreds of miserable kids in them who aren't learning anything, getting diplomas for not learning anything. It's so obvious how sick our society is, Don, and the things that need to be fixed. There's an idea for you that you can mull over for the weekend.
I agree with you, Todd. I agree with what you just said. But on the flip side of that, why don't you talk about the big corporation that's giving the Republicans money? Of course, the Democrats are using taxpayers' money to rig election and for in their favor. I can buy that. But on the other side, the multinational corporations and the billionaires is giving money to the Republicans to do the same thing.
Well, to both parties, Don. There's no difference in the money given to the two political parties by corporations and billionaires, who are the most noble of all powerful actors in our society.
Man, this country is in big trouble, man, because you guys are running this country into the ground with politics. Both sides.
No, because the reason it's so frustrating, Don, is because the politics is rigged. That's why it's not responsive. Thank you so much for the call. I love talking to you. It is not responsive to the people's needs. Both parties are complicit in this. The Republicans are better in that their goal is not the utter destruction of our system of government and they aren't trying to demonize the only nobility that we have in the powerful actors, and that is corporations and rich people. We'll call them the evil billionaires, the evil rich. Those people provide jobs. Democrats and Republicans don't employ anybody. The political class. Government doesn't employ people. They steal our money, and they use it to rig elections. And you agree with that. So that's a center of disease. And you have to understand that the worst people on that front are the Democrats, because their goal is to always be raising taxes, always be making the government the bigger player in our economy. And we can't survive with that. Connecticut is the proof. It is structurally bankrupt, and all they want to do is raise taxes. I need Dave from Brantford. I need a supportive voice. Hi, Dave.
I will support you. Don is our Jamaican brother. Don is one of my favorite callers.
He's awesome, isn't he?
He's awesome. I'd like to know, in the 80s, did he vote for the socialist Michael Manley or the capitalist Edwin Sciaga? Around the time Reagan was running, there was a big, you know, socialism.
Who were these guys running? What were they running for?
They were running for president of Jamaica, and I'll bet anything. Oh. Don was still there at the time, and I'd like to know. I can't really tell. He might have wanted to vote for the guy who was going to make the economy better, because it sounds like Don works.
Don will admit certain obvious things, which makes him unusual as a Democrat, but I still think he's pretty devoted to the left side of things.
I think so. He's a socialist. I had a holiday point to make. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn until I was north of 65 years old. You fly the American flag at half-mast until noon on Memorial Day,
okay,
and then you run it up the pole to full-mast at noon. I'm a little ashamed of myself that that's what flag etiquette requires. Also, many people put those foot-high flags in their lawn or along the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them get knocked down and trampled. That is really painful to see that people don't pick them up and stick them back in the ground straight up.
Well, how about that they trample them in the first place?
Well, sometimes it's dark. I know I live on a beach route, mm-hmm, and a lot of times on the fireworks, you know, people are walking 3, 4, 5 abreast on the sidewalks, and these things happen. That's about it. There was not a lot of Memorial Day chatter today. We will be having T-bone steaks on Monday, in spite of what they cost. That's what we're going to have.
Are T-bones a good cut of meat?
You know, they say porterhouse and T-bone is essentially the same cut. I think the one side of the T-bone is a filet mignon.
Yes.
But that's what we're choosing to have. We could have had hot dogs. We could have had hamburgers.
Hot dogs. Hot dogs are so good, it's hard to realize how good they are until you're eating one and you say, wow, how did they make this taste so good?
The T-bone is better, though. That's a good choice, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's already bought, and it's...
Oh, good. All right, then cook it right up.
We're trying it out as we speak. I hope you have a good foodie weekend. Thanks.
You too, Dave. Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening. And have a grand weekend. Oh, that was nice. We got one food call in, but we're happy to have... the topic continue to be discussed. So, John in Enfield. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Johnny John?
Well, first thing I'd like to do is give a shout-out to a World War II veteran, Carmel Damaro, 99 years old this year.
Yikes. He's just getting warmed up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just getting started.
But that's beautiful.
The other thing is, it is. It's really awesome. He was a tremendous influence in my life.
Congratulations on that.
When my dad was there, was not there, he was. So, the other thing is, you're right. We have, you know, the school shootings are symptoms of a seriously sick society.
Agreed.
So my idea is very simply, look at the laws that have allowed it to be sick for, you know, for a long time, long-term cure, and for a stop there. Yeah, measure. We got to harden the schools, I would think. Increase security.
Yeah, I suppose we have to do something along those lines in the short term. It's unfortunate to have to think in those terms. I would much rather start revamping our schools. And I think if we went to a market-based education system instead of a government-failed school system, one size fits all, I think we would turn our schools around and change lives dramatically in no time at all.
Oh, you're right. The way I see it is, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, if you got in trouble, you started causing trouble in class in a public school, the teacher was allowed to take care of the problem right then and there. And then he said, I'm going to tell your parents.
Yeah, so that is, for the people who deny that anything exists besides guns, which is, of course, foolishness as a area of discussion to straighten out this situation. Having standards in schools is something that kids are crying out for. My theory about teenage behavior in particular, but kids who rebel against authority, is they're testing to see if you care enough about them to set limits, because limits are how adults dictate their love, because limits provide security and kids are desperate to feel safe. So if you have this amorphous, puffy world that you provide for them and don't say no to anything and say maybe to everything, you're hurting kids badly. And so standards, I think, is right on track, John.
Absolutely. If you think about it, you're taking away authority.
If you don't have standards.
If you don't have standards.
Yes, and authority is necessary. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend. Eric Manchester. Hello, Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Todd. I'm sorry I couldn't quite hear you there. I'm driving along on 84 heading home.
All right, be careful. That's a tricky road. It's messing with you all the time.
Watch out for those S-curves.
And those left-hand exits.
This whole situation this week has really gotten my blood boiling, and I really only want to make the point that I would never begrudge anyone their Second Amendment rights, but I see no reason why any law-abiding citizen would need to own an assault weapon or an assault rifle. It's only necessary for the military and law enforcement, and I think they need to be banned in this country.
It depends on what it is, though. The AR, are you talking about AR-15s?
AR-15s or any assault weapon.
That is the single, that's not an assault weapon for the average gun owner. It is the most popular gun in America.
I'm not a gun owner, so I don't know, but I don't see any reason why anyone would need one. I mean, I don't think it would be fun to shoot them.
Do a little research just into, I'm not a gun person either, but I would encourage you to do some research about what those words mean that you're saying and understand why people buy certain guns, because there is a disinformation machinery out there that wants us thinking the thing that you just said. And, of course, we can't trust those who are looking to hand thoughts to us, all custom ready and prepared for us to believe the thing they want us to believe, which is what the Chris Murphy performance this week was all about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.